You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
I just found out we're going to have giveaways of this cat wine. It's a non-alcoholic wine. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Pinot Meow and the Moscato wine that Apollo Peak is making in Denver.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. And I definitely want to try some on the cats. But
yeah,
whoever we give it to, they'll have to try it out and they'll have to report back to us.
That's with pictures.
With pictures.
I want pictures.
We want to see your cat all buzzed up on the Pinot Meow.
Catnip wine, yeah.
So what's happening over there in the newsroom, Miss Lori Brooks?
So coming up in Chicago, there are these ghost-busting cats. Actually, they're rat-busting cats, but they call them the Ghostbusters. And what happens when they come face-to-face with a fat rat so big they've named it Jesus?
That's on the way right here on Animal Radio. Stick around for that. Well, I've got to say, I work with the best dream team in the business. One of the greatest members has been along with us since 2008 would be the dog father, Joey Volani. And I think it's your anniversary, so welcome.
Is it? I was just thinking that. I think it's coming soon, if not.
We're going to have a little anniversary party for you.
Good. I want cake.
Consider it done.
All right. So listen, do you know what, you know, sometimes you sit here. I mean, I've done since 2008. You think about all the grooming tips I've done, and sometimes tips come to you in the middle of the night or they smack you square in the face, and this one definitely did, because last night I had my sliding door open, the screen closed, and I woke up to the horrific smell of a skunk. And this, I said, oh, there we go, maybe it's time to talk about, because the skunks are out right now. This time of the year gets a little bit cooler out, usually now or in the spring you see a lot of skunk activity. And it's funny because a friend of mine's dog got skunked just 2 days ago, and they called me up. What do I do? Panicking.
Tomato juice,
the first
right?
Thing I'm gonna, yeah, but you know what? You just took the words out of my mouth and maybe regurgitate them, because tomato juice is horrible.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say that it doesn't work. See, the acidity in the tomatoes is really what they say takes the smell out of the skunk. But I think the person who invented that was really, just really hated the person whose dog got sprayed by a skunk, because when you do that, the amount of mess that it makes to compared to the amount of smell it actually takes off of the pet is I've known people who have done that before. They've come to the grooming salon and they were crying, and they not only had a house that smelled like skunk because the dog was running all over, but they also had a red house that everything was stained and they had to clean that up. So here's the thing. The first thing you're going to do is the smell is going to be horrific, especially, you know, when you drive past in a car and you smell it and you go, ooh, skunk. And some people say, I like that sound. Some people say, I don't.
Some people actually like that smell, huh?
Yeah, some people do. But until you actually come in contact with it, I mean, it's one of the most horrific things that you'll ever experience. And your house sometimes will fill up for days with this. So this is what you want to do. If you can do it outside, do it outside. If it's too cold, you can't. But the first thing is get a degreaser. That's the quickest and easiest degreaser you're going to have in your house, because this isn't going to happen during normal hours, because it never does. This is going to be 2 o'clock in the morning where you can't go anywhere. So get that dish detergent out. If you have Dawn, I know that works great. And you're going to take a quarter cup of Dawn to a gallon of water, and you're going to mix that up. Now, the worst thing you could do is wet the pet first, because when I wet it, it's kind of like when you get an oil stain. And, you know, if sometimes if you put powder or something on it, it'll take it out. But if you wash the garment, you're going to set that stain in. Well, the same thing is going to happen with the skunk odor. It's going to set itself right in there, and it's going to be extremely hard to get out. So what I want to do is I want to break down the oils in the skunk spray. So I'm going to apply this mixture of degreaser and water, okay, dish detergent and water, onto my pet. Now, don't get in their eyes, because it will extremely burn. Okay, it's very drying to the coat, but unfortunately, this is you know, we'll condition, we'll get it out. Shampoo it in really good, rinse it out, and then do a second treatment again and rinse it out. And then you could follow up with if you have a pet conditioner, it would be great. If you don't have a pet conditioner, use a people conditioner to get some type of moisture onto the coat. When it gets it on the face, now this is because this is hard to use on the face because you don't want to get it around the eyes or the muzzle. And a lot of times they get it in their mouth. When they get it in their mouth, unfortunately, they're just going to have to go away. But on the face, what works great is Listerine. And you can get the antiseptic, you know, you can get the knockoff versions from the dollar store. Works really good because what it'll do is it'll break down the oils. But again, don't wet it first. If once I wet it, I've solidified it. It's going to stay there for a long time. Mm-hmm. So what I could do is I could take a cotton ball, and again, you don't want to get it in the eye, but around the muzzle, around, you know, around the cheeks, you know, the places that's a little bit hard, sometimes the shampoo, I can use that. And it works really, really, really well. So there you go, okay? And you're not going to get it all out, but you're going to get it. It's going to be very, very bearable at that point.
How long will it last after that point?
Here's the thing. It all depends on how hard the dog gets sprayed. I've had dogs 6 months later.
Jeez.
Especially when they get wet. When they get wet, you usually smell it again. And, you know, your dog will go out in the rain. You think it's gone, and then they'll come back in and say, I smell skunk, and it's fluffy. That still smells like skunk that got sprayed 6 months ago. So it really all depends, but it could be up to 6 months.
Okay, wow. So the biggest takeaway here is don't use the tomato juice.
Don't wet them.
No, that was a theory brought up by, I believe, the tomato juice
industry trying to sell more tomato juice.
Dawn dish detergent, as usual, one of the things that you need in your house.
The other big takeaway, Hal, would be do it outside, like Joey said.
There you go. Joey Villani, the dog father, is on Animal Radio. If you want to talk to him, toll free, 1-866-405-8405.
This is Animal Radio.